Now I want you to start by picturing yourself in your bed. For all I know, you could be right now. Curled up under the covers. Blanket pulled right up to your chin. One foot sticking out of the covers to get that equilibrium on temperature. Nice and comfy in a sleepy, sleepy state. That's good, my sweet boy. Just picture yourself there for me. 'Cause that's where I want you. Nice and sleepy. Just laid down. Almost ready for bed. You've been on your phone, I know you have. You seem to have a little bit of a problem with that. But you've just put it away. Your eyes are closing. You're not really waiting for me anymore. You're just too sleepy. And then you hear a car pulling up in the driveway. The front door opening and footsteps. And you're still just so sleepy. You don't even open your eyes when I open the bedroom door. When I come in. You feel a rush of cold air as I pull up the blankets a little bit to slide in. You feel my body still closed. Rubbing against yours. A little cool, because I haven't been in those warm blankets this whole time. You feel so good, baby. Not even opening your eyes, are you? It's okay. I know you're awake, and you don't have to do anything right now. I didn't mean to stay so late at work, but you know how it gets. Sometimes it's just busy. But it's so nice to come home and know that you're here, waiting for me. I can see you kept the bed warm. You just feel so good. Oh, I mean, work was busy, but it was good. It was a good day. Oh, does it tickle a little bit when I kiss your ear like that? Yeah, let me do it again. Face the wall. Good boy. It's good to see that you remember your training. I love you like this. I know you like it when I'm the big spoon too. My arm underneath the pillow, underneath your neck, reaching up and clutching you to me. My other hand under the covers. I'm so glad you decided to come to bed naked tonight, baby. It just makes you that extra bit of cuddly. And I love this. Skin on skin feeling. You just feel so good. I feel like I could soak up all of your heat. Do you know my favorite part about this position? I know you do. When I reach my other hand lower and lower, I'm hugging you and holding you, and my hands just going lower. I know you're thinking. You're thinking I'm gonna rub your cock. No. I don't know what gave you that idea, baby. Would I do that? Would I suck your cock? Not so sleepy anymore, are you, baby? That's okay. You can still just lie there. I'll do all the work. In fact, you don't even really have to wake up your mind. I want to play with you like this, on the cusp of sleep and awake. It's kind of like a gateway. That little bridge between worlds, and I'm gonna take you on that bridge. So with me holding you and hugging you, I want you to remember all of your triggers. That's right. Just bring them all to the forefront of your mind. There's so many for me to choose from to use on you. But right now, we'll start with a nice deep trance. Even though you're horny, you can still relax in your mind. While your body's arousal continues to grow. So let's see. What trigger should I use? I'm feeling nice. I'm feeling like giving you a treat. So we'll go with a nice one. An affectionate one. A nice slipping into trance.
My sweet boy, why don't you just drop for me? Drop down into a nice deep trance. Feel your mind descending, going deeper within your mind.
Your consciousness, it's simply drifting. It doesn't really need to cling to anything right now, and so it won't. Feel your mind, feel yourself drifting, floating, falling deep into trance. And every time I say trance, your mind remembers what it is it's meant to do right now. What it is you have to do to be a good boy for me. You just have to drop. Feel your awareness. Feel it floating away from you. Right now, you're not a creature of action. Right now, you're simply a doll. A nice little tranced out doll in a nice, deep, trance. Let's count you down a bit. And as I count you down, I'm gonna run my hand over your body. And every single limb I touch, I rub, you're gonna feel it going limp. And when you hear me say the word limp, that body part that I'm touching and describing as I whisper in your ear, is going to go completely limp, so relaxed that you cannot move it. You don't really want to move it. So relaxed that you cannot move it, not even a little bit. So relaxed. So relaxed in mind and body, and you will go deeper
and deeper into your trance with every single limb that goes limp. Feel my hand running over the back of your neck. I'm just pulling back now. Sorry, baby. You can't feel my boobs on your back for a moment as I just lean back to get in there, touching your neck. And you feel it going limp. 10. As your neck goes limp, your head follows. You feel my fingers touching across your scalp. And you shiver a little. 9. You feel really good. And you feel it go limp. Your head motionless. You can only move if I push you around. As my hand goes down your shoulders, down onto your arms, making them go limp. 8. Deeper and deeper, your mind cycling away. As my hand trails down to your hand, your arm is limp, but your fingers can still wiggle. Wiggle them for me. Good boy. 7. My hand touches and massages and strokes, taking each of your hand's fingers between my forefinger and thumb, just rubbing and massaging along them. 6. Making them go limp. Your littlest finger. The next one. The next one. The next one. The next one. All of your fingers go limp. 5. My hands move down your hips, your stomach. And as they run across, you feel all the muscles in your abdomen going limp. My hand moves down onto your hips, onto your legs. It feels good as I rub into them. 4. Rubbing into your thighs. My fists just kneading in. You're so tight there, so tense. 3. Feel me rubbing into them and feel yourself going limp. Moving down, down, down. Onto your knees. Onto your calves. Rubbing now as I stretch across you. 2. Rubbing as I make the rest of your legs go limp. As I move on to your feet. I'm over you now. Touching you, stroking you as my fingers run over your feet. Each toe in turn getting a little bit of attention. Each toe in turn getting a little bit of love. As I rub them and stroke them and they go limp. And 1, you are in deep, deep entrance. My good boy, my sweet boy. Why don't you just float for me for a moment? My darling. My sweet, sweet love. Feeling me just holding you now. Squeezing you tightly against my breasts. They feel so warm and soft, pushing against you, pushing through my shirt. Of course, I want to feel more of your skin on my skin. So I move over top of you and slowly start to lift my shirt until my breasts fall out. Lifting and pulling it up. My breasts mesmerizing as they dance above you. So heavy, so big. As I lower myself a little bit, my face coming in to touch you as I throw
my shirt against the wall. I'm not wearing a bra. My boobs are so perky, they don't always need one, even though they're big. I lower them over your face, rubbing my nipples against it, enjoying the tickly feeling of my nipples against your stubble. Just a tiny bit here and there. I rub my breasts over your eyes, feeling the tickles of your eyelashes. Grabbing them from each side and just jamming your face in there. They smell a bit sweaty, a bit musky, but it smells really, really good. And you find that it starts to build your arousal. That sweet, musky smell. So soft. It's the softest thing you've ever felt against the side of your face. And it's on both sides as I rub them together over and over, playing with my nipples as the insides of my tits play with your face. I start to move over top of you now. I still have on a skirt and a pair of panties, but that's never really stopped me before. My crotch is now fully over your chest. One leg on each side. Almost kneeling, except you're the one who's in supplication right now. Your entire body is limp and unable to move. But don't worry, baby. You don't need to move. I'll do all the work. I know I promised I'd be home sooner, but when I'm done with you, well, I know how to make you forgive me. My sweet boy, feel your mind sinking even further, even deeper. All of your body limp and relaxed. My mouth trailing down your chest. My boobs preceding it as I ride myself over your body. Moving and moaning. Enjoying every touch of your skin against mine. Enjoying the salty taste as I run my tongue over you. Licking down into your nipples and sucking. I just suck. Making the blood flow up to that little tip, that little nip. As I get it nice and wet. You feel a little nibble, a little bite. As I just bite down just a little bit on that nipple. You squirm a little bit, but your cock twitches from it. Anything I do to your nipples, you'll feel all the way to your cock. There's nerve endings linking the two. Fused together. What happens up here when I take it? That little knob between my forefinger and thumb and tweak it. Just a little bit. Just slowly grasping that tip.
pulling it out with a slight pinch, not enough to hurt, just enough to tease and arouse and get you going. You like that, don't you, boy? No, you do. You'd like to move against me, but you can't because your body is limp and helpless. Just the way I like you. I lower my hand to move aside my panties as I'm straddling you now in my skirt, hiding all of the naughty bits. My sweet boy. You feel my body over top of yours, and your mind prepares you for the pleasure that you're about to feel. The deep, intense pleasure that's gonna make your body clench with the need of it. The inferno of it. Of how hot and wonderful it's gonna be. Your body is limp everywhere except your cock. Your cock can be as hard as your mind can make it, as my fingers can make it, as my words can make it, as my hot and wet pussy starting to slide over it can make it nice and hard. Just teasing you right now. I'm just playing a little bit. My hand reaching down to play with my clit through my juice-drenched panties. It's so ticklish when it's moist down there. And it feels so good. So good as my mouth continues to suck, as my body is right over and ready. Are you ready? Do you want it, my little fuck toy? Do you want me to fuck you? Your body can't move, but your mouth can. Your lips, your tongue, they're capable. Tell me. Say it. Say yes, say please, beg for me. I like it when you beg for me. Do you want to feel that nice, hot, warm pleasure just encasing your cock? I'll make it better for you, you know? Every time I fuck you, I'm going to use the words in and out. And every time I use the words in and out, your mind is going to conjure up for us the sensations and the memories of something running over your cock, of you shoving your cock in and out, in and out. Something warm and wet like a pussy, like a mouth. That pleasure when you do your finishing stroke with your hands. In and out, in and out. What it would feel like if you fucked a pocket pussy. In and out, in and out. Sexual pleasure, sexual imagery. All of this will flood your mind every time I say, in and out, in and out. You're already thinking of it, aren't you? Already picturing in your mind that motion, that visceral image of a cock entering a pussy like you've seen it in porn 1,000 fucking times, fucking in and out, except it's your cock feeling the pleasure, and my pussy encasing you as I prepare and I get ready, and you better fucking beg for it.
sound. Say please.
Good boy. Feeling my body over top of you as I drop my pussy over your cock, swallowing it completely in one thrust, one complete all-encompassing thrust. As I take you all in, touching your balls so far down on the shaft of your cock. Right now it's just in, but you can't wait for the out as my pussy lips grip you and squeeze against you. You want me to say in and out, don't you? You want me to ride you hard and fuck you, don't you? But I'm having fun with this stillness, this moment. Where you can't move, and I don't need to. I'll just practice my kegels. Do some pump more, and really see how far I can take you. Feeling the muscles inside of me clenching all over you. And with every clenching of the muscles in my pussy, it's like in and out, in and out. A deep pulsating pleasure as my cunt contracts around you, squeezing you, adding to the pleasure. The pleasure you feel as my body stays still, your body is pinned, and you feel the rhythmic, rippling pulses of pleasure as the pleasure ripples through you. Again and again. I'm grinding into you now. You feel it as a pressure pushing you against the bed as I take every single inch, as I squeeze it. I could stop. You don't like it when I stop, do you? Because you are helpless to move. Like a little sex doll, you have to lay there and take what you're given. You've already released all control to me. Feeling me squeezing you again and again. Oh, this is fun and it feels good, but really, I just want to fuck you. So you get to feel that pleasure as I slowly pull you out of me, lifting my body up. Practically doing a squat over top of you as I prepare and come slamming back down onto you, clenching my muscles as I do so, making you clench in pleasure as I rise up again. Oh, you feel your cock going in and out, in and out. As I ride fast on top of you, setting a pace and sticking to it as I drop onto you again and again. And it feels like we are riding on a great mechanical stallion, thundering across the sand. You're my sultan, and I'm your wife in a dystopian world. Wouldn't that be fun? I'd be there, guiding you, controlling you. And with every clenching of the muscles in my pussy, you feel the machine moving underneath of us, rolling us across the sand, adding to the movement, to the tempo, to the pace, to the smacking of our flesh as we go in and out, as I fuck you, as your cock fills me. Oh, my cunt contracting around you, squeezing you with every single thrust of your body. In and out. In and out. Your body is limp, yet you start to move into me now. It's like even under trance, you're unable to help it, unable to resist it. Your body has to fuck me back. Has to fuck me back as your hands grip my hips. As you pull me down harder onto you, harder again and again. As you go in and out of me. My head thrown back now, hair washing over. Back arced, neck arced, mouth open as I cry out your name, as I moan for you as it feels so fucking good. In and out, fucking harder and faster, feeling it accelerate. I'm getting closer and so are you. Your body so ready to shoot, so ready to explode, to go in and out of me. That's it. You like my snaps, don't you, boy? Feeling each snap like the pleasure trigger that I anchored in you so long ago, so many times since. And you feel that pleasure again and again. As you go in and out, with every stroke, with every thrust, with every snap, you feel that sexual pleasure, that moment, that precipice forming before you, where you will dive over top, go swimming in the pleasure, so ready as I ride you and your body. Your body just wants to come. And you feel like you could come. You're almost ready to come. Just so close. And you don't have to come exactly when I tell you to. You can come whenever you want. But I'm gonna count down because that's when I'm gonna come. And it adds to the tension. It adds to the pleasure. As with every number I go down, the pleasure doubles, triples, quadruples. Quintuples, and you want to burst. You need to burst as you feel the pleasure as we go in and out, your cock so hard now as it swells inside of me. I can feel it swelling, ready to burst, ready to come. That's it. That's my good boy. I can feel you. I can feel you ready for me, and I want you to. I want you to come for me as 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Burst, surge, and come. In and out, in and out. I can keep going even though I'm contracting around you as I come. My orgasm only serving to build yours. As you burn deeper and deeper inside of me. Bursting in and out as you clench and you come for me. Feeling the shocks of pleasure brushing over your body, bursting through you. And suddenly it's too hot for the covers anymore. That was fun, baby. But I guess I'll have to wake you up now. Let me just milk you for a moment first. I like seeing you shudder underneath of me as I clench. Pull out a little bit only to shove back in so you feel me going in and out, in and out. Feels nice. Pulling off of you now as I hold you, as I hug you, as I stroke your hair and whisper what a good boy you are in your ear. Because you are, my sweet boy, such a good boy. You did awesome. So wonderful, just laying there like my good little fuck doll. You were perfect, so perfect. My perfect, perfect pet. And I'm just gonna let you drift. You don't really need to wake up right now. I'll take care of cleaning up all the mess. You just go right back to sleep. And I'll tuck you in when I'm done. I love the way you taste. All cleaned up. Here you go, baby. I'm just tuck you in. Pulling the blanket up, back around your chin. And I'll lay my head on your chest. And we'll just drift off together, okay? My sweet boy. Sleep for me.